With everything you have on your plate, earning your degree online seems impossible. But at Grand Canyon University, we specialize in helping you fit a master's degree in education into your busy day. Your graduation team, led by your own GCU counselor, provides you with the personal support you need to succeed. Achieve your goals with a plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help, so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello, humans. Welcome to the God Pod. This is God. Today on the God Pod, we're going to hang out, talk about some of the me-damn news, and see what happens. Who knows what's going to happen? I'm here today with Jesus.
Hey.
Hey, what's up, Jesus? Moses.
Hello. Hello.
And Satan.
Hi, Satan.
What is that sound you make every time, Satan?
It's me appearing.
It's you appearing.
Like, coming out of your hole, out from underground. Good morning.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the first time God actually, instead of introducing us as, hey, group, it's all, hello, Jesus, pause. Hello, Moses, pause. It was like our own little entrance. I kind of like it.
It's more professional.
It is.
Glad you explained that, Satan, because I thought it was just you, like, getting kicked in the nards.
No, I imagine it's me slowly turning in a chair.
I see.
Holy Spirit couldn't be here with us today. She is, she's busy elsewhere. So I apologize that this is going to be another all-meat session of the God Pod. We'll work on adding some more ladies to the show, because that's embarrassing. Too much wang in this clubhouse. I've been spending a lot of time on this Clubhouse app.
Yeah, we started late today because God was busy in Clubhouse again.
Yeah, I know. I've been up in the Clubhouse. A lot of you will go, huh? What's that? Well, it's this app. It's this new social media app, which is like really going to gain traction. And it's going to be a thing. You're going to have it because you're going to be like, I have to be on it. There's another app. I got to check it out. I got to have a presence there. I got to work on my brand. I've been doing some Ask God Anythings. And a lot of people end up in the room.
Wow.
Apparently this has a lot of appeal to the humans. So we started some of them, and the room gets to like over 100 people, which is a lot.
That's pretty good.
For Clubhouse at this phase. Because it's very early. It's very early. You see people, famous people on there, they only have like 1,000 followers.
And if I'm hearing this correctly, you each have your own section to talk to people with. It's not a free-for-all.
Yeah, you like start a room.
Start right.
And then you get moderators, who I call angels, and they act as my bouncers.
Ah, okay.
So and everybody that's on there has to have their Instagram and Twitter connected.
Wow.
So you know, so it cuts down on the trolling.
Got it.
And they have to have an avatar to be up on the stage. And then everybody like takes a turn, they get in line and ask me a question. And then I answer them. You can catch me on Clubhouse at the God Pod. That's right. I went with at the God Pod.
Trying to grow the pod.
Mm-hmm. I'm out here hustling on these streets, humans. Okay? I already just did like, half an hour of answering questions directly from the humans. And I'll tell you, it's nice because I get to hear them laugh. I don't know why they laugh at everything I say, or almost everything.
Because you're funny.
But sometimes I have serious and, good thoughts to make.
And they laugh at that, too?
Yeah. Like somebody asked me, no.
Because I do.
Somebody asked me today. Yeah, it's amazing the questions I keep getting. Like, God, why are you white? Why are you depicted as white, God?
Oh.
And I'm like, well, I don't know. Why did Michelangelo draw me this way? And they're like, really? And I'm like, yeah, well, I think it would be wrong for me to depict myself as something that I'm not.
Mm-hmm.
Wink. And they're like, oh, okay, we get it. You're right about that. You outwoked me there, God. They asked me other questions like, today I got asked again, why do you allow children to starve, God?
Oy.
And I'm like, this is a number of questions like this. It's like, and I respond, why do you allow children to starve? I know, Moses, you don't like answering a question with a question.
Right.
But really, this makes a lot of sense. Everybody's like, aha. I'm like, why don't you go ask Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk why they allow children to starve?
Well, that's good.
Okay. It makes a lot more sense than asking me because they fucking exist.
Right.
And they're billionaires, okay? They're not on some new social media app hustling for downloads and patrons, okay?
Just like God is.
Yeah, like yeah. I am. I'm out here like whoring.
Like whoring.
It's okay. I'm working. I'm doing my thing. And it's fun because, like I said, you get to actually hear people laugh. It's as close as I'll ever get to being like in a comedy club, I think.
And Clubhouse is really interesting because it happens in the moment. There's no recording of it. So you got to be there to hear
God. You
can't play it back later. It's not like a podcast at all.
In real time stuff. Got it.
I mean, people could be recording on their end, but it's not like legal or anything.
It's not easy. Right. And that's why I like Clubhouse. I mean, you could say something offensive and get away with it because nobody's can play it back and throw it in your face 10 years from now.
That's why Jesus likes it, because that's the exact same reason
fuck, Jesus?
I'm just saying.
It's the first thing we agree on.
It's a lot less pressure.
Wow. So you get on there and you're like, listen, I can finally be myself. I love Chick-fil-A and Domino's.
Oh, there's only 5 people here. Who cares?
Year one, Jesus wasn't scared about getting canceled at all. He literally died on a cross. 2021, he's like, please don't record me.
Yeah, what things are you saying on Clubhouse that you aren't saying here, Jesus?
I like that it's all in the moment. It happens once. It can never be played back again. Not because I'm saying bad things.
Are we going to have to?
This sounds really, really devastating, Jesus.
I think we might have to cancel Jesus.
I didn't mean it that way.
Sure. They get worried about their online image. Jesus, hit the bench. Just take a breather.
All right.
Listen, maybe sit out a few plays. So one thing that's big on this, it's really interesting that you get like a snapshot of what people are actually interested in, because like they haven't figured out how to moderate your feed at all. So you tell me, Jesus, but I see a lot of like big rooms, people talking about NFTs.
Yeah. We should talk about that.
Which does not mean nice fucking titties.
I want to know about this NFT.
It's non-fungible tokens.
What? Why?
That was the most room full of meat comment I've ever heard.
Hey, I heard that on Clubhouse. That's not me.
If you heard it on Clubhouse, it's fun and you can repeat it, right?
Yeah, it's NFTs. This is new scam. It's the new Bitcoin. Okay, that's the other thing you see a lot of. Bitcoin. NFTs, it's like people think they can make a shitty drawing now and then like sign it and then people will pay a shit ton of money for it. It's hilarious. It's hilarious. Okay.
Yeah.
I saw this like really shitty Twitter comic the other day, Tony Paznazu, who's like, he's making horrible fucking pictures and then trying to get people to pay $350 for them. And I.
Were they even physical pictures he was selling or were they digital? Because I thought all that NFTs are digital goods.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. There's.
But that's what's so stupid about it.
The whole
thing.
You're
buying ownership of digital things.
But I think what it shows is that people are fucking desperate. Okay. Listen, it's funny. It's sad. But this is the new Amway or Marie Claire. This is the pyramid scheme. Okay. People are putting way too much hope in this shit. Okay. I'm not saying to not invest, maybe not try and, you know, investigate some things. But the amount of fucking time they're putting into this, it's just a sign, just another sign of the collapse of society and that people are struggling, okay? Listen, you get your stimulus check for $1,400, please don't spend it on Bitcoin or NFTs.
Send it right to the church, baby.
No, don't send it to the church either. Yeah, because there's all those televangelists that are saying, give us your check either. Just be careful is all I'm saying. Maybe talk to someone at the bank, like a money manager, about what to do or something. H&R Block, I don't know. Damn. but don't go giving it to a church or an NFT or a Bitcoin or a fucking pyramid scheme. A fool and their money are quickly parted. Just don't keep it under your mattress either.
Don't buy GameStonk.
Put it in a nice American centralized bank, like Bank of America or Wells Fargo.
This is a true story, but as people receive their stimulus checks, there's data coming out about where it was spent, grocery stores, whatnot, car dealerships.
Landlords.
The top one is casinos.
Oh, no.
People are taking
damn it, Satan.
Stimulus check to their casinos to try and double up. Casinos are getting a big hit.
That shows you, are they really that stupid or are they just that desperate?
Well, in Oklahoma, Texas, and Missouri, the largest places are the casinos where people... I mean, people don't say it, but around the time they're getting their stimulus checks, it's a big spike that they've never seen before.
People, no!
Yeah.
Yeah, they go throw it on black and hope to double that stimmy.
Right, right.
Well, you think about it and you're like, well, why are they doing that? And then you realize 1,400, you can't live off of that. You need at least
three times
that amount.
So you're like, try and get a couple extra hundred off of that.
Maybe they're just realists. They're like... This is going to be taken by my landlord in a week. You know, it might disappear from their account because it's not protected from that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So debt collectors can just take that shit. So maybe Satan's right. Maybe they're just taking like, you know what? If I'm really going to get out of this shit, I need to hit.
Yes.
And this just shows you, you know, America is such a casino to begin with.
That's why you should put your money in a savings account at Bank of America, America's most trusted bank.
Okay.
And kickbacks.
At least it would be protected from robbers or your neighbor or the crackhead next door. What do you think, Satan? Where do you want? You want them to invest in Bitcoin? You're all about that Bitcoin, ain't you?
Look, Bitcoin decentralized. The banks can't touch that money. Rather, put it into a bank that can touch your money, baby, because I want a little piece of that.
Oh, shit, you make a good point. Yeah, they're working with the debt collectors.
I don't
know
if this is clear, but last week, Satan started advertising he was throwing out some, well, I don't forget what it was, but this week it's Bank of America. I think he's secretly advertising. He's getting some
change. I don't know what you're talking about. Satan, Lay's Cool Ranch chips I'm eating are delicious.
Satan, can you name a corporation that isn't evil?
Oh, what's the one? My arch nemesis is the guy who makes shoes for kids and also you buy shoes for kids. Tom's. Tom's.
Okay. There's that one guy who has a company where the minimum salary is $75,000 a year.
Yeah, I hate that guy too.
That's the only one that jumps to mind. The rest, evil. Especially like Mountain Dew and like Oreo cookies. They just keep coming up with more. Anyway, what else happened? The first couple days on Clubhouse, which you can find me there if you manage to get on. I'm at the God Pod because I'm hustling. I talked to the founder of TheOnion.com. That was interesting. I asked them how dare they write articles and opinion columns in the voice of God, because I said that's horribly offensive and blasphemous. And he was like, we just think that it's no more blasphemous than the people that wrote the Bible. And I said, wow, that's a good point. He appreciated that. And then I also was in a room with Dane Cook.
What?
You heard of Dane Cook? What do you
I've
think
never
of Dane
heard
Cook,
of Dane
Satan?
Cook. Who is he?
No, you've never heard of Dane Cook?
Who's Dane Cook?
Apparently, he's famous for being a comedian and other stuff. If you followed this comedian before Moses, you know a lot about entertainment.
I wouldn't say I followed him, but I've heard of him. And I tried to watch some of his stand-up once, and I could not finish.
Yeah.
Is that the polite way to say it? That I don't like
him? Yeah. Okay, yeah. A lot of people don't like him. And I think that he was accused of some, like, thievery at one point. I don't know if that's true or not.
Well, his brother was accused of skimming some money off the top from him.
Okay.
Yeah, his brother,
some
his
money,
family.
Like,
yeah.
I think it was, like, $20 million or something ridiculous.
Yeah, you know, a couple bucks.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Poor Dane. So anyway, it was a room that he started where it's like, let's discuss our worst moment. And how we got past it. And he was saying, like, he wakes up every day and does affirmations And then they asked, he threw it to me. He's like, God, what do you have to say? And I was like, I'm just like you, Dane. I wake up every morning. I do my affirmations. I say, I am important. I do exist. And then I open up Twitter and it's like, where the hell did it all go wrong? And they liked that. They liked that. I actually had to go at that point. It was like 7:30. I was like, I actually have to go because I have to put my son to bed. Because I had to put you to bed, Jesus. I had to read your story. And
that nightly story that you're... What is the one that you guys read last night?
We're getting through Percy Jackson right now. Mm-hmm. There's lots mm-hmm. of gods in there, so it's pretty relatable.
And they all laughed. They all thought that was hilarious for some reason. I mean, these are true jokes.
I love God's first experience with a crowd. Adorably sweet that... You're so surprised every time you laugh when you say funny things.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, no, I don't understand why they're funny. I don't understand.
They're getting to experience you for the first time.
So I made Dane Cook laugh. We'll see. I've also met other really cool people. I've met this comedian Fizza there who has been like showing me around, really being cool. I'll have to get her on the pod. This is a great way to meet people to get on the pod as well. So. That's really cool. It's really, really having a good time there. Let's move on. Oh, another question I was asked was from a faithful listener of the God Pod and follower of the Facebook page who caught me there said, God, why are you letting mullets make a comeback?
Really? Is that happening?
That's what I said, Moses. I was like, is that happening?
Oh,
apparently
yeah.
It is.
You guys can see my mullet, right?
Yeah, it's awful. Yeah.
Why, Satan? Why?
Because, baby, mullets are back and bigger than ever. We're taking it back.
Also, pogs. But, why? Yeah, like, it's just the most trollish haircut you can have. That's why.
Stylish, you
mean? It's hard to get attention. Humans are all these little children.
What if I want both short hair and long hair? What do you think I should do, God? Keep the front of my hair long and the back short? No, I'm not. From 2004 in the band My Chemical Romance. Okay. I want it short in the front, long in the back. A party.
You know what? I'm not hating it. I think it's worth it just for the laughs. It's just another fun way for someone to just identify themselves as being an idiot.
Idiot or a comical satirical genius, God.
Or a comical, or ironic genius. I just, I'm really hoping that there's going to be like a Joe Dirt 2. Because I really like that. I'm a huge Joe Dirt fan.
How do we feel about man buns?
Oh,
love them.
I don't know. How do you feel about man buns, Jesus?
I do not like man buns.
Are you sure?
Yeah, we've got a neighbor up here in heaven. They started wearing a man bun, and I am not a fan at all.
Oh, like a hairstyle man bun.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. What do we think of a man's ass? Is that what you thought I was asking?
Yeah, I mean, what's not to like?
I gotta say, for Satan, big fan of both.
Yeah. Man buns. Man buns are worse than mullets, though. Another question I was asked a couple times, people said that they want to, like, marry ducks or have romantic relationships with ducks.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
That's what I said. I'm like, really? And they're like, yeah, this is a thing now. People just love ducks and they want to marry them because they're so calming. And I was trying to figure it out and I don't understand. People want to fuck ducks now. And I thought maybe it's because of autocorrect. Like every time they go to type fuck, it comes out duck. So now they associate ducks with fuck. And so they want to fuck ducks.
But also, have you seen those colors?
That makes sense.
They loved that. I thought this was a solid answer, but they thought it was funny. I don't know. Again, it surprises me as much as it does you, Satan. So that was my experience on Clubhouse. You can catch me in the club at the God Pod. What else do we want to talk about?
I feel like I should explain NFTs to the group because the lack of understanding of how the future of the world works is... It's very God of you. It's very Old Testament, baby.
Yeah, explain it.
All right, NFT does not mean the titty thing. It means a non-fungible token. What does that mean? Well, I put up a piece of art online, and basically with a encrypted signature, Now I own that very specific image. Now, I don't own the rights to the image per se, but I own the rights to the number, the sequence of numbers behind the image, my little non-fungible sequence token. So then you buy it from me. And now, wherever it's put on the internet, that specific image, you will get money for it, potentially. But you can make a thousand of the exact same images. So yeah, it is kind of silly and kind of broken.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy. And people think this will take off.
Well, yeah. There was this guy, Beeple, one of your demons, Beeple, was an artist on Twitter. He sold one for like how many millions?
6.9, baby.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, no, this is real. Crazy.
The founder of Twitter sold his first tweet.
Okay.
And for millions of dollars.
Wow.
And you can't edit that tweet. You can't delete the tweet.
Are people paying real money for this, or is it that they're paying in Bitcoin?
Real money. Well, maybe Bitcoin too, but also real money.
I think it's because people have too much Bitcoin and they can't use it. And so they want to put it into these images. And then that's a more reliable source than Bitcoin.
Yeah, it's also potential money laundering, which is super fun.
Yes, yes. In any case, don't get your fucking hopes up.
Yeah, right.
But our first cartoon will be an NFT. So if you want to bid on that,
head to bankofamerica.com to sign up for a free savings and checking account.
There we go.
Honestly, you make a good point. If you put your – I'm like, okay, put your money in the bank because, you know, it's safe from the robbers. But what about the landlord or the people that – you know, your credit bureau, they can just reach into your – or the government, they can just reach into your bank account at Bank of America and take your money.
Or dare I say, the bank itself.
Yeah.
Hashtag
they could.
Overdraft fees. Hashtag, ooh, brother.
Yeah, they nickel and dime you, don't they? Yeah, I don't know where you're going to put your money. Maybe the people, the casino money people were right. I don't know.
Yeah, right, right.
Under the mattress. I know you said that's not a good idea, but that's probably the safest place.
That's where Jesus puts it. I think Jesus just admitted, I'm going to go check under your mattress, Jesus.
I bury it. I bury it somewhere.
Yeah, you're like a dog.
You should invest in Satan Coin, my new crypto launching tomorrow.
In partnership with Bank of America.
In partnership. Yeah. The only crypto connected to Bank of America.
I mean, if it grows in value, I'm down.
You know they're going to start doing that, right? They're all going to be like, okay, it's time for us to take over. You know, it's like when Pepsi starts making weed.
Oh.
Coca-Cola is going to be like, new Coke coin.
I think that's the Coke coin is literally just the Bitcoin.
Right.
Does all the cocaine people buy with it? No. You guys swing and a miss? Okay.
All right, that's enough of that. Let's move on to the me damn news.
Well, Kevin COVID is still busy because Mar-a-Lago had a COVID outbreak, right. And now they've been closed.
Wow.
I can't say I'm surprised because I'm sure nobody has been following COVID-19 guidelines at Mar-a-Lago, least of all Donald Trump.
Yeah, I mean, Smite, that's pretty funny and sad. I just talked to COVID the other day. COVID was in France causing another lockdown. Yeah, COVID did not die.
No,
well,
he did
have
not.
Have you guys heard of the COVID hurricane that apparently is coming?
What?
What?
No. What's that?
It's that people aren't getting vaccinated fast enough. The restrictions have eased and places that COVID was going down have now plateaued and some are slowly rising up again. So it's the perfect, perfect setting for COVID 2, Electric Boogaloo.
Yes.
Or the sequel, The Perfecter Storm.
The Perfecter Storm.
Yeah, The Perfecter Storm.
Yeah. No, that's definitely going to happen because there's so many people that aren't taking it seriously for some reason. Look at this. Half of Republican men say they don't want the vaccine. We've talked about that a little bit. But that's actually a thing. Half of Trump supporting men, right? Half. They don't want the vaccine. Is this a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, who shut down Mar-a-Lago? Because, I mean, that's his place. I assume he wouldn't give a shit about people. Did the health department come in and say, shut it down? You know? Because it seemed like he would care. He couldn't.
I think in their statement, it was like, out of an abundance of caution or something like that to keep you and us safe.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think it was the state, though, that shut down Mar-a-Lago.
Right, right.
Just everybody in Trump's orbit is just, there's just COVID just emanating from him.
Wow.
That's why we need a big COVID vax campaign. I cannot wait for the celebrities to come out and make those commercials.
You know, I've been seeing a lot of sponsored posts on Facebook with photos of celebrities getting the vaccination.
Really?
What's wrong?
No.
Wait.
Seriously.
So you think this is a bad thing?
No, mm-hmm. I'm just noting.
Satan likes it, so it must be a bad thing.
No, I just love celebrities going, come on, you can do it. Hey, do this. I just think that's silly every single time.
Yeah. I think that's good.
The only time I was contacted by a celebrity for something like that was back in 2004. And I got a little flyer in the mail that said, Pierce Brosnan has some ideas who you should vote for. And that was a lot. And that's what I said.
Didn't tell you who to vote for. Just want to let you know that Pierce Brosnan has some ideas.
They clickbaited you into opening the envelope.
I opened it up and it said nothing about Remington Steele or James Bond, anything he did. It just talked about some random people. And I was like, oh, Pierce, you got me there. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. He's not even like from the country. Anyway.
Yeah.
He's got dual citizenship.
He does.
Wow. Well, you know, yeah, I would say it's a good thing. Not a bad thing that celebrities are promoting getting vaccinated because Americans are dumb as fuck. And they're like, well, I wasn't going to get it, but J-Lo got it.
Right.
You know, that sounds pretty good to me.
If only there were a bank they could partner up with to do all these celebrity endorsements.
If The Rock gets the vaccine, I should too.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
How could he? His skin is impenetrable. No way they're getting through that.
I just think it's more effective than the Imagine video by Gal Gadot.
Oh. Is she the culprit behind that?
Yes.
Oy.
The biggest cell phone in history. So, yeah, you are right. There's a hurricane, a COVID hurricane coming. I mean, Kevin's been telling us.
That video came out 2 weeks after we went into shutdown, mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
That's just hilarious to me.
Yeah. She had the Imagine video, which is just horrible, where there's a bunch of celebrities horribly trying to sing Imagine by John Lennon, and no one was in the same key.
She was so well-respected. She was riding the Wonder Woman wave, and all of a sudden she pulls that shit.
And, yeah, nobody was in the same key. Everybody was depressed as fuck. It's just, it did not go well for Gadot. And then she followed that up with Wonder Woman 1984.
Wow.
Which was just one of the worst written movies ever. And she did not have a good year.
Yeah. I did watch the first part of Justice League, though, and she actually has some pretty good scenes early on in that 4-hour Zack Snyder cut.
Yeah, I've heard some bad things about that.
First of all, what kind of person actually watches all these DC movies? You know they're bad.
Yeah. I had a little FOMO. I saw a lot of people talking about Justice League on Twitter, so I wanted to join in on the action.
People have 4 hours to kill watching Batman pull out a machine gun and kill people while he yells the F word. That's so Batman. Anyway, there's a fun video. Did you see this? There's this guy. There's a man who dressed as the Joker. Okay.
Aye.
Paints face and hair like the Joker, goes to South Beach, that's in Florida, climbs up on a car with an American flag, screams, fucking COVID is over, baby!
Fucking COVID is over, man! COVID's over, baby! Fuck it!
He, like, throws money up in the air.
Fuck it! Fuck it!
That's just the most American thing ever at this point.
And then threw up America a bunch of ones. Apple pie. Threw up a lot of ones.
Yeah.
Thank God Joe Biden saved 4th of July. Am I right? Thank God.
Yeah, Satan, seems like you really like this guy.
Oh, I love him. Mm-hmm. Whatever he's doing, I'm obsessed with it. And I love the aesthetic. The pants are so white. They match his face so well.
Yeah,
you gotta wear white down in Florida to keep cool.
It's very scary. People are out of their minds. They're so excited to get out in public and fight with strangers again. over their dogs and children and whatnot.
Is the Joker reference ironic, or is he saying the Joker is here, or does he just like one of those guys who thinks the Joker's cool? You know,
one of those guys who thinks the Joker's cool and he's trying to get everybody's attention.
He's hiding his face so he can't get fired for this later.
So, yeah, people think COVID is over because, you know, how many people have been vaccinated now? 100 million.
Yeah. In what, 54 days or something like that?
But guess what? There's 350 million Americans, maybe more. And so you still got a long way to go, idiots. And it seems like a lot of them are never going to be vaccinated, like the dumbest ones, because they're like, I'm too macho for that. I listen to Joe Rogan. I don't need to get vaccinated. I'm eating steak for dinner every day, so.
There might be hope. I mean, you guys see Krispy Kreme just offered a free donut for everyone that gets vaccinated.
I did see that.
Wow.
That'll get some people moving.
That'll get them.
Wow. Come on, Taco Bell.
Satanic favorite move.
Well, it is America, so they'll go for it.
You get vaccinated, we'll load you with fat.
Yep.
That's going to work. But Krispy Kreme isn't really widespread enough. Dunkin' Donuts needs to match them.
Dunkin', yeah.
They throw out enough donuts every day. Mm-hmm. You get a donut and a vaccine shot, and you're good to go. America runs on vaccines. Okay, so I really want to talk about this in greedy prick news.
Kylie Jenner faces backlash after asking fans to help pay for stylist surgery.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on, Kylie, pay for it yourself. That's why this bothers you, right, God?
Yeah. This person is like, what, 20 years old? She is a billionaire. A billionaire. That means you have $1,000 million. Okay? $1,000 million. You have any idea how much fucking money that is? Your brain can't possibly comprehend how much money that is. That's why. That's part of the problem. People are like, oh, million, billion. They rhyme. They're basically the same. No, it is not the same. She makes $450,000 a day.
According to this article, she only donated $5,000. $5,000.
How much is the total cost of the surgery?
I think $60,000. Yeah.
And this is someone in her circle, her stylist, the person that makes her look like Kylie Jenner every day.
She could have paid for 8 of those surgeries with the money she makes daily.
In the article as well, somebody else talks about how she bought her toddler a $15,000 handbag. So,
oh my God.
You know, there's that.
What is up with that?
Yeah.
These people have tricked a bunch of idiots into thinking that they're good people and that they donate in private. They don't do shit. They don't do shit for anyone. Okay? This is insane. She makes that much money in like 3 hours. Okay? Mm-hmm. And she's asking her broke-ass fans to pay for it. Because I guess it probably worked, right? She knows that that'll work too. But you
probably,
know what could have worked? You just pay for it.
She earns $1.2 million per Instagram post. Just make one extra Instagram post. Make a tenth of an Instagram post. Mm. And you'd be able to cover this.
But
that's
what's
wild.
Really disappointing about this is how willing her fans and people in general are to go to bat for her after something like this. Which to me seems unforgivable. I mean, it's just, you didn't have to do that. You could have just paid for it. Instead, she just let the world know what a cheap fuck she is.
Listen, for every person that's against what she did, she's got about 20 or 30 fans that love her for it. Well, she gave $5,000.
Yeah.
She's sweet. She put it out there.
Yeah, and she raised the money. We raised the money.
Yeah, we did it. We did it with Kylie. Yeah.
People really need to learn what $1 billion is, what it means, how much money this person's making.
Yeah.
And how, when you put it in perspective, how purely evil is. I know you love the whole Kardashian family, Satan.
Well, yeah, it's crazy. $1 billion is literally 3 billion Satan coins, which is an insane. So if you want Satan coins, they're pretty cheap. You know, they're under $1. They're about 33 cents a pop.
Where do you keep those for safekeeping?
Have you heard of a freaking blockchain, my dude? I don't keep them anywhere.
Right.
They just exist.
Satan knows about all the new things.
I will say, this is what I learned about this story, which I still love. You know, don't get me wrong. I love the Jenners and Kardashians. So apparently the original GoFundMe was for $10,000 and it was at $5,000 and she donated it to get it up to $10,000 because they reached their maximum and people saw that she had donated somewhere. They raised their maximum to $50,000 or $2,000.
So more than what they need for the surgery.
Wow.
Right?
Wow.
Which is, wow. She still does. I mean, she should have paid for the whole thing. No reason the stylist should have ever put up a GoFundMe.
Yeah. It's a great country you have there where someone who's directly connected to a billionaire still does not have health care.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, well,
what the fuck? Why doesn't she just have health care?
Mm-hmm.
Or like, just pay for it. It's just, it drives me insane. Satan loves it.
I absolutely love it. Me and Kylie Jenner are partnering on the new Bank of America campaign, too.
That makes my head explode.
Isn't she the one that did that Pepsi campaign that got kind of trounced?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's literally the Bank of America campaign is the exact same commercial, but right. Instead of the Pepsi can, she's handing out Bank of America apps.
Why do people need so much money that they'll never use, never see, never do anything with? If you're going to have $1 billion, it takes a lot of, that's a huge responsibility.
You know, I love channel surfing, and I've gone to E-Channel, E-Entertainment Network, many times on purpose, I have to tell you. I did see the Kardashians, Kylie included, talking about how they want that security for their families. They want the security, so they always want to be okay. That was basically their excuse. It's like $1 billion, which you're fine. You can be secure.
Yeah, they need cushion.
Right, right. They need cushion for their lifestyle.
How much cushion? It's never enough. That's the problem.
Right.
Okay, there's never enough money to make people feel
secure.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. To reduce the level of anxiety. You know why? Because it's not about the money. It's about you and your anxiety. It's a mental illness. That kind of money and the drive it takes to want that and to get it is mental illness. They need serious help. You need to separate them from their money for the good of all mankind. Right, Jesus? You agree with me.
Of course I do.
Tax the billionaires, right?
Please tax the billionaires. And stop blowing all your money on NFTs. If you can spend money on NFTs, you can donate it to charity.
Jesus is help the poor. Super lefty progue. He's not a centrist. He wants to tax the shit out of the billionaires. Take all that money away. Yeah. Give it to the poor, starving children. Are you surprised? Are you surprised?
Taxing the rich is my sexual orientation. I'm not interested in men, women. I'm into taxing the rich.
Wow. Thanks for finally sharing what that
honestly,
was.
Honestly, the New Testament really, really makes sense now. Yeah. You weren't doing that altruistically. You were trying to get off.
Yeah, exactly. That's an adult novel, actually.
Yeah, he's like, take the money from the rich. Take away all Jeff Bezos' money.
Well, you guys heard that Zoom raised like 4,000% as a company and didn't pay any taxes this year.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. Well, why don't any of these big companies pay anything in taxes? I don't understand. How do they keep getting away with it, Satan?
Look, I've been working on this tax code a long ass time, my dude, since the 60s. Okay. I love my rich demons being rich, baby.
Yeah.
And you know what I love more than that?
What?
Bank of America. It's a trusted, reliable source for you to donate your money to.
Yeah, I mean, they say the devil's in the details, and he's got it all figured out, doesn't he?
Yep, the devils are in the details, and the contract you sign up for when you log into bankofamerica.com.
Satan's very litigious. He loves loopholes. He loves the Cayman Islands. He loves all those things. They always got a way out, don't they? They've always got a way out. And people are just so fucking stupid. Stop worshiping billionaires. They're not gods. They're not, like, even smart half the time, okay? They're just born on third base or home base, okay? Kylie Jenner, Elon Musk, all these fucking people were born into it.
I will say, okay, if they were born on home base, that means they're batting and they don't get necessarily an advantage.
No. Like,
I think he said
they're
third
about
base.
To slide. They're about to slide into home. They were born like sliding into home. Okay. And it's just, they're not even smart. Elon Musk has got to be one of the dumbest motherfuckers on the planet. Okay. And he can't dance. Have you seen him dance? What a dork.
Don't trust anyone who can't dance.
Seriously. So, all right, let's move on to some more news in WAP.
People are mocking a viral video of a voice coach crying over the Grammys WAP performance.
Can we listen to this?
Yeah, and Cardi B shared the video. She's like, what?
With children. Sorry. For those of you out there who are wondering, what's safe? Where do I show my kids? How do I show? What do I show my kids? That's good, that's noble, that's pure, that's edifying, that's worthy. I want to say be careful.
It goes on and on. It's all about wet ass pussy, right?
Yeah. Very upset by that performance on during the Grammys, which was very dirty, even a little too dirty for my eyes, but I still loved it.
What? What was dirty
about
it?
There was a giant bed and they were grinding up on each other. It was a lot for CBS. You know, good for them. Uh-huh. But they made a moment and everybody was talking about it.
So what is dirty exactly about sex?
It's dirty for network television.
Yeah, but violence is okay, right?
No, of course not.
The Passion of the Christ, okay. Wet-ass pussy, not okay.
This Wednesday on CBS. Passion of the Christ, uncensored.
Seriously, a family event. Gather your children around and watch Jesus get beaten to death
as he pleads.
For your pleasure, for Easter, which is coming up.
Yep.
You ready to get crucified again?
Nope. And I won't be thinking about that.
We don't do that every year?
No. I'm hiding from everybody on Easter, so you can't come get me.
Is that what happened the first Easter?
Yeah. He's just going to hide out for 3 days.
My lesson real quick. Honestly,
and
I
then
can't
poke his head out afterwards like fucking groundhog. So,
oh, sorry, guys. Wow. I was just hiding.
So, yeah, conservatives still can't handle wet-ass pussy. One guy even compared it, Skillet Frontman, whatever that is. It's a band. Do you know what Skillet is?
It's a bad, horrible music group.
Okay.
Correct?
The frontman compared the Grammys to Hitler and condemned Cardi B.
Wow.
People are just dumb as fuck, okay? Drink more water. I don't know. Get therapy. Get some meds. Because what the fuck is wrong with you people? Don't let your kids watch the performance of Cardi B's WAP if you know that it's coming up, which they've been hyping all show and all day and all weekend, you fucking idiot.
Listen, everybody's go-to, it doesn't even make any sense. It's like, that's as bad as Hitler. It's like, yeah, it's the Grammy. They don't. It's not even a person anymore. It's like, oh man, that frying pan that I used, that doesn't even do shit. That's as bad as Hitler.
When did Hitler talk about his slopping wet vagina?
Well, I don't know. That's a...
It never happened. It never happened.
No, you guys missed that speech. That was one of my favorite speeches.
I thought it was a rhetorical question there. But
that explains everything. All right, let's move on to this whole weed situation with the Biden administration. Did you hear about this? Centrists don't want to hear about this. They don't tell them about this because it's kind of, you know, negative toward the new president.
Yeah.
What happened was they fired a bunch of staffers because they've used pot?
Yeah, in the past. Yeah. They didn't show up to work high. They weren't smoking in the White House. They had smoked in the past, and I guess they admitted to that. And that was a no-go for the Biden White House, even though we thought they were going to be more progressive on this issue.
Yeah. Maybe this is about, like, fighting the Republicans, because Republicans were going to seize on this and being like, they got a bunch of potheads in the White House,
yeah,
and that was going to be the thing. That's the only way that I could see them justifying something this asinine.
Well, how about you just don't ask this staff this question to begin with?
Good point.
You know?
Yeah.
Do you ask if they drink?
Yeah. Why is it okay to be an alcoholic, but it's not okay to smoke weed?
Yeah.
One leads to, like, really horrible shit, and one leads to playing video games.
Weed is the one that leads to horrible shit.
Yeah, why do they call it the devil's lettuce when clearly God made weed? I made weed. It comes out of the ground. Anything that humans have to, like, get involved with, messing with, that's Satan's work, okay? I'm talking about pharmaceuticals.
Real Housewives of Orange County.
Alcohol.
I'm the producer of that.
Real Housewives, the whole Real Housewives series.
Legos.
Legos.
Oh, we like Legos. We like Legos here.
Good. It's all going right into my master plan.
Not stepping on Legos, but we like Legos.
I like using pot and playing with Lego. it's clear that I will never work in the Biden administration now because everyone knows I'm a huge donor. And I'll never have dinner with the president. It's probably for the best. I mean, I don't belong in government, like, at all.
It's true.
I always talk about separation of church and state, so that's why I'll never be the director of White House management and budget. Hey, man. OMB.
It's all right. Why don't you take this pamphlet? It's called the Bank of America app, BOFA app. It's a wonderful way for you to keep your money safe from burglars.
And they accept pot smokers.
Yeah.
Well, don't tell them that. Just do not tell them.
No, I'm going to keep my money in the casino. I'm going to put it on 21 or something. Wait, no, it's a different game.
I don't know if you know how casinos work.
You could put it on the number 21 on a roulette wheel.
You could.
Oh, yeah. And then when I win, I yell, blackjack! Okay. So, yeah, Real Housewives of the World, that whole series, they stole Jesus' whole game with flipping the tables.
Yeah, I didn't appreciate
that. You know,
that.
They're making money off of wrath and envy and sin, and there's a whole lot of shows like this. Like, The Bachelor. Have you ever watched The Bachelor? Satan, you were behind The Bachelor, right?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, of course you are. Did you hear about this story?
Chris Harrison, that's the host of the show. He hired a high-profile lawyer amid racism row and Bachelor step-down. So he left the show because what happened was, I believe, one of the contestants made some racist comments and then Chris Harrison came to that person's defense.
Clearly not.
Obviously not a Bash fan. Obviously not.
Clearly not
fan.
Watching the show. Like, you know, I am forced to watch everything. Okay, against my will, because I'm God and I have to watch everything. Mm-hmm. And so I watch this shit, right? And basically, there was a contestant, they had their first Black Bachelor, okay, to start off, okay? And then one of the ladies that made it really far, she went to a sorority party years ago where they had Confederate flags.
It was an antebellum party.
Antebellum themed. Party. Okay, Satan, you also...
I'm a huge Batch fan. I made the freaking show. Come on.
Yeah.
She'd also, lightly shared some QAnon theories.
Really?
My favorite thing. And a couple, you know, liked a couple Blue Lives Matter things. So, you know, there's some things. There's also allegations from a person that grew up with her saying that she used to make fun of people for dating Black men.
Wow.
All allegations.
Here she is, dating a Black man on national TV. So basically, the Bachelor host, Chris Harrison, who I have always fucking hated because I just know he's a scumbag, okay? This guy, he just exudes scumbagginess, okay? Satan, he's clearly one of your demons. And he leapt to her defense. It was like, she made a mistake, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, he hit him with the best one, which is when she went to the party. Back then, she had no idea it was bad. Now, obviously, because we're in 2020 culture.
Yeah, because she went to the party. How could she know?
Well, she went to the party in 2018. We're not talking about, like, 2004. We're talking about 2018.
Yeah, how could she know that the Confederate flag is evil and represents racism in 2018? Right. So obviously, she fucking knew. Why does he find it his first instinct to defend QAnon racist, if not racist, very adjacent people when he doesn't have to do that shit. Why? Because he probably fucking believes that shit too.
Yeah.
Okay. I always knew this guy's fucking snake.
Yeah.
All right.
He's probably wishing that they couldn't record it. Right, Jesus?
Right, kinda exactly. Like Clubhouse. If he said this on Clubhouse, it wouldn't have been a problem.
Yeah, he's on Clubhouse now. But anyway, so guess what? They asked him to step down. Guess who's no longer the host of The Bachelor? That ugly motherfucker. Wow. Who should never have been there in the first place. Why? Why did they pick some random white guy? You're the king of dating and lust in America now. He has absolutely nothing special about him. Nothing.
This is what I hated so much about this season, is that at the end of the season, Middle America couldn't avoid a difficult conversation like they have been. So this whole season, you're like, oh, this whole year we've been talking about Black Lives Matter, the protests. What has Middle America been doing? They've been ignoring it and watching reality
TV. La, 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 la. I can't hear you. Yeah.
So what happens is, just by chance, the first Black Bachelor chooses, ends up with somebody who they choose them before they know all this stuff. They choose them as their bachelor. You know, we watch the whole season and then all this stuff comes out. So the show can't erase it. The show can't go back and change it. So at the end of the show, they have to sit down and confront this stuff because their host got fired and she said some crazy things or did some crazy things. So Middle America had to watch an actual conversation of these things happening.
Smite!
And boy, do I, as Satan, the leader of bad things, hate that they had to be educated.
I loved it. Let me tell you, this is the best moment in Bachelor history. The Easily. Downfall of the snake, Chris Harrison, who is assuredly going to hell. I've always disliked him. He gets no rose from me, okay? I don't know what it is. Sometimes you just know, okay? Am I alone? And did anyone else ever suspect this guy of being a douchebag?
I will say one more time, just so we're clear. Satan hates this. The voice behind Satan, whoever body he embodies, loved it. He absolutely loved it. It was very, very. Satan hates this.
We understand. Wait, Satan.
I'm so confused. So you're his high profile lawyer now. And anyway, I don't think he's going to win because guess what? They have so many better options of people to be hosts. You can have rotating hosts. You can have celebrity hosts. You can have people that maybe are Trump supporters. What?
They chose the new hosts.
Right? Oh, yeah. Yeah. Former contestants. So anyway, that's my spiel. I really dislike Chris Harrison. I don't think I've ever had a chance to say it before, but I'm glad he's gotten his smite. God is going to cut you down. Okay? You might think that you're going to get away with it, but isn't karma wonderful? If karma was real. It's time for our new commandment. Thou shall not make whole entire shows based off of sins. What is this? New Housewives. Housewives of America or whatever, that show. Real Housewives. That's all envy and wrath. And American Idol. It's got idol in the title. Okay? The Bachelor is about exploiting lust for profit. It gives people trapped in boring lives a fantasy sex life like Satan. And listen, you're supposed to, like, I don't understand how all the people watching these shows are like your middle America, typical Christian, a lot of evangelicals watching The Bachelor. And it's like, is there ever a time where your, like, theology and philosophy, like, plays a role in what you choose to watch? No, clearly not. No good can come from it, okay? Thou shalt stop it with this sin-based reality crap. I don't know what The Masked Singer is about, but I bet that's some evil shit too. Just get rid of them. Get rid of them all, except for Naked and Afraid, because I kind of like that one. It's got a real Garden of Eden feel. The Lord has spoken. Thank you for listening to the God Pod. If you enjoyed this episode, give us 5 stars. And thank you to our patrons. We love you, heathens. The God Pod is made possible by listeners like you. If you support our anti-extremism, anti-cult, pro-sanity cause, join our Patreon. You'll gain an extra 90 minutes a week of the God Pod. Join today at patreon.com/thegodpod. Thanks, humans.